This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srestha with the news, the headlines first. Central Security Committee to mobilize medical team to curb cholera in Birganj. Country's economic growth in the last fiscal year stood 4.61% according to Nepal Rashtra Bank. Family express gratitude for ongoing efforts to secure safe release of Bipin Joshi. Urges Foreign Minister Dr. Arzurana Deoba to further initiate for Bipin's freedom. And Zelensky vows to continue fighting as Ukraine marks Independence Day. Now the news in detail. A meeting of the Central Security Committee has decided to mobilize a team of doctors to control the cholera outbreak in Birganj of Parsa as well as to arrange treatment for the affected people. According to Ministry of Home Affairs spokesperson Ananda Kafle, the Home Minister directed the Nepal Army, Nepal Police and Armed Police Force to make necessary arrangements for the deployment of teams in cholera control. Spokesperson Kafle also stated that the meeting, which included Home Secretary Gokarnamani Duwari and the chiefs of security agencies, reviewed the overall peace and security situation of the country. Meanwhile, Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Paudal and Minister for Water Supply Pradeep Yadav held discussions on controlling the cholera outbreak in Birganj. Minister Paudal said in coordination with the local government, immediate treatment for patients and free testing facilities at both government and private hospitals have been arranged. The economic growth rate has increased and inflation has decreased in the last fiscal year 2024-25 as compared to the previous fiscal year, issuing the economic growth rate and inflation in its report entitled Current Macroeconomic and Financial Situation of Nepal Today. The central bank stated the economic growth rate for 2024-25 has been estimated to be 4.61%. In the previous year, the economic growth was 3.67%. Agriculture, industry and service sectors are estimated to grow 3.28%, 4.35% and 4.21% respectively. Share of agriculture, industry and service sectors in GDP stands 25.16%, 12.83% and 62.01% respectively in 2024-25. Gross domestic saving to GDP stands 6.55% in 2024-25. Ratio of gross fixed capital formation and gross national saving to GDP stands 24.07% and 36.24% respectively. Annual average inflation remained 4.06% in 2024-25. In the previous year, annual average inflation was 5.44%. The family of Bipin Joshi, who is believed to be held captive by Hamas, met Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arzurana Deoba at the ministry on Sunday and expressed gratitude for her ongoing efforts to secure his safe release. Joshi's mother and sister also urged Minister Dr. Rana to continue further initiatives for his freedom. With the coordination of the Nepalese embassy in Israel, Bipin's mother, Padma, and sister, Pushpa Joshi, had gone to Israel and recently returned after a meeting with the President and Prime Minister of Israel. The meeting followed their recent trip to Israel to inquire Joshi's condition and appeal for his safe release. Their visit was supported by the Israeli embassy in Nepal on the initiatives of Dr. Rana. They also held a talk with the President and high-ranking government officials of Israel, appealing for Joshi's freedom. Dr. Rana assured the family that the government is marking all possible diplomatic efforts for the safe release of Joshi. Also, the mother and sister of Bipin Joshi have met with the President Ramchandra Paudal today. Bipin Joshi from Mahendranagar was taken hostage by Palestinian group Hamas in course of its assault on Israel on the 7th of October in 2023. Discussions have been held during the meeting today between Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli and Vietnamese Vice President Vo Thi Anh Xuan on further strengthening the mutual relationship between Nepal and Vietnam. The Vietnamese Vice President is currently on a visit to Nepal. In the meeting held at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Simhadarbar today, both leaders exchanged experiences and discussed various aspects of expanding ties to further strengthen the problem-free relationship that has existed between the two countries. Prime Minister Oli's chief advisor, Bishnu Prasad Rimal, who was present in the meeting, said discussions took place on strengthening the relations between the two countries at the government-to-government, business-to-business and people-to-people level, as well as in diplomatic and cultural fields. Earlier, a delegation led by the Vice President of Vietnam also met with Vice President Ram Sahai Prasad Yadav. The Vietnamese Vice President is scheduled to return home on the 25th of August upon completion of a visit. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak has said that a conflict-free society is merely an imagination. Inaugurating a seminar titled Contemporary Challenges to Peace Environments in Nepal, organized today, Home Minister Lekhak said, if someone says there is a conflict-free society, it is only imagination, not a reality. The Home Minister said they have been receiving signal that the division of powers by the constitution has invited conflict in the country. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Fiber Internet, Nepal Telecom, go back. Internet TV, telephone data, ekesa.
Karma TV, henus, ya internet, chalaunus, phone garnus, data chalaunus, sajilo cha ekesa.
Fiber Internet, fibra gati ko sansar. Telephone Internet TV, sabai kura ma bharma. Nepal Telecom ko Fiber Internet. नयाँ जडान गर्न तथा मर्मत गर्न घरमै बसी बसी 198 डायल गरे पुग्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Minister for Federal Affairs and General Administration Bhagwati Niyopane has said the public institutions should ensure prompt service delivery to appease the people. At a program organized today by Shukla Gandaki Municipality, Minister Niyopane argued that the service delivery from the public body should be transparent to contribute to good governance. Minister Niyopane said the people's representatives should also work to address the concerns raised by the people about the public institutions. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. President Volodymyr Zelensky said Ukraine would continue to fight for its freedom in an address to the nation on its Independence Day. The BBC cited President Zelensky as saying, Ukraine just needs peace, a peace where the future will be decided only by Ukrainians. He said Ukraine would fight against Russia while its calls for peace are not heard. Zelensky's remarks came after Moscow said Ukraine had attacked Russian power and energy facilities overnight, blaming drone attacks for a fire at a nuclear power plant in its western Kursk region. There were no injuries and the fire was quickly extinguished, the plant's press service said on messaging app Telegram. It said the attack had damaged the transformer but radiation levels were within the normal range. The United Nations International Atomic Energy Agency IAEA said it was aware of reports regarding the fire, while its Director General said every nuclear facility must be protected at all times. At least 63 Palestinians have been killed in Israeli attacks across Gaza, medical sources tell Al Jazeera, as Israeli forces push deeper into Gaza City as part of their effort to seize the city and forcibly displace about 1 million people. According to Al Jazeera Arabic, the footage obtained on Saturday shows Israeli tanks advancing into the Sabra neighborhood of Gaza City, signaling an expansion of the military's ground invasion of the area. Earlier on Saturday, Israel fired artillery at tents sheltering displaced families in the Asada area northwest of Khan Yunis in southern Gaza, killing 16 people, including 6 children, medical sources said. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in the hilly regions and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Moderate rain is likely to occur at a few places of the hilly regions, at one or two places of the Tarai region of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of the hilly regions of Kandaki province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Central Security Committee to mobilize medical team to curb cholera in Birganj. Country's economic growth in the last fiscal year stood 4.61% according to Nepal Rashtra Bank. Family expressed gratitude for ongoing efforts to secure safe release of Bipin Joshi. Urges Foreign Minister Dr. Arzurana Deoba to further initiate for Bipin's freedom. And Zelensky vows to continue fighting as Ukraine marks Independence Day. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.